Welcome, radio friends, to today's broadcast. What a time the Lord has made. I am particularly happy that you are marching on in the strength of the Lord. May the joy of the Lord continue to be our strength in Jesus' name. Our message today is calling things that are not as though they are. Calling things that are not as though they are. This message is aimed at raising your faith in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It will require constant practice to actualize its import and reap the benefits. Our text is from Romans chapter 4, verse 16 to verse 18. Romans chapter 4, verse 16 to verse 18. Therefore, it is of faith that he might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him who he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, believed so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall thy descendants be. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, the God who spoke things into existence, we bless your name for today. We pray that the entrance of your word will give us light. Help us, O God, our Father, to practice what you have taught us, calling the things that are not as if they are. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 31, which we may not completely read, and I will advise that my listeners will read the whole of that chapter later. In that chapter, God established the principle of calling things that are not as though they were. From the beginning, nothing was in place. However, God began to speak or call things into existence. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The narrative continued of how God called things into existence. The principle is applicable to us. It is amazing to see that when Abraham was still childless, God had already called him father of many nations. His name was Abram, but God changed it to Abraham. That reminds me of what my grandson is doing right now. He says he will like to be a medical doctor. When he grows up, he is in the nursery class. He prevailed on the mother to buy him toy stethoscope. The mother promised to buy with the condition that he must score up to 96%. He fulfilled that condition recently, and the mother bought the toy stethoscope. He called me on the phone and said, "Grandpa, I am a doctor." I said, "Yes, you are one. This little boy is just 5 years old and in the nursery class and have started calling what is not there into place." Calling things that are not is not denying what is in existence. It is rather God's principle and method of replacing what is not right but in existence with what should be in place. God calls them into manifestation. By doing that, he nullifies the problem that exists. Abraham remains our example in this practice. He acted as God acted. As I said earlier, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, meaning father of many nations. Abraham did a change of name and, of course, introduced himself as Abraham, father of many nations. But by this time, he had no child. God taught Abraham how to call forth things that are not, as though they were. By the way, there is actually something about your name. Otherwise, why are people staying away from answering Jezebel or Judas or Achan? Why someone answered Christian Amadioha? John Nwogu. My father's name used to be Francis Nwogu. When he repented and became a Christian, he had to drop Nwogu. Ogugu is a deity, and he cannot be a child of God and a child of Ogugu. Hello, radio friends. Your name conveys identity. Confessing or proclaiming is not a lie, but a calling forth of what is not there to replace what is in existence. The Jews presumed that they had legal right to justification because they were physical descendants of Abraham. However, Apostle Paul is saying here in our text that God is interested in those who are the spiritual descendants of Abraham by faith. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, so that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose wounds you were healed. When you proclaim this scripture in your situation, you are calling forth healing and health to replace sickness. In other words, the principle is to call for things God has promised in His Word, though they are not manifest yet, but calling them into manifestation is what God expects of us. This is between you and God. You proclaim these things based on the eternal Word of God, which have been settled in heaven forever. Every day, people call forth what is in existence, including bad things. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who has promised. Beloved radio friends, let your faith rise. Today, receive strength to conceive seed and deliver in Jesus' name. Some people are barren of ideas or barren of vision. Ask them what they want. They do not know. They have no idea. I call for strength in your life to conceive in Jesus' name. May godly seed be in your womb. In the name of Jesus Christ, conceive godly seed in your womb, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 23, the Bible says, For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. In our contemporary time, certain situations have become mountains. The Lord encourages us to speak to them and relocate or remove the mountains. The speaking will be done by you in faith. You need to deal with doubt and confidently speak to the mountains to move out of your way. A common one now is mountain of unemployment, occasioned by bad governance. Mountain of lack, precipitated by the political class that do not know what development is all about. I join my faith with yours at this time and say to these mountains, be removed and be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every mountain on your way be removed and be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Luke chapter 13, verse 11 to 12, the Bible says, And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. There are people like her today, bound by Satan, and could not be useful to themselves. At this moment in time, in the name of Jesus, our Master, I loose you from your infirmity. I cast out that spirit of infirmity. Be free and be made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, verse 35, 37 to 39, the Bible says, on the same day, when evening was come, he said to his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. Verse 37 says, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was still asleep in a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Wonderful Jesus. In any life situation or circumstance, family, marriages that are experiencing storm of wind, tempest, and boisterous wind, I declare, let there be peace in the name of Jesus. In our country, Nigeria, where we are experiencing turmoil, tempest, boisterous wind, I declare, let there be peace in the name of Jesus. In all the states of Nigeria, especially in Borno, Yobe, Nasarawa, Benue, Plateau, Adamawa, Zamfara, Taraba, let there be peace in the name of Jesus. Scatter the company of spearmen and those who delight in war. In the name of Jesus, the judge of the whole earth, judge righteous judgment. Let me pray for you now. Heavenly Father, as many as are hearing us, teach them to call forth the things that are not. In Jesus' mighty name, let faith arise in their life to deal with their situations. Create, O God our Father, the enabling environment for them to believe that in Jesus Christ they can precipitate the things that are not as though they were. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.